retired West Seneca teachers like Liz Dulcey are at the Food Bank of Western New York warehouse, packing food into backpacks.
Anything from cans of fruit, vegetables, tuna fish. Today we're doing tuna fish.
Those cans of tuna fish tied over about 3,500 disadvantaged kids during the weekends they're without school lunch and breakfast. Dulcey and other retired teachers have done this the past few years for the Food Bank of Western New York. They now do this under the name of Feed More Western New York, after the food bank merged with Meals on Wheels for Western New York.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win-win, I think, for both groups to merge into one. And more people you have involved, I think, the better it is for an organization. So it's awesome.
The merger between the food bank and Meals on Wheels became official New Year's Eve, after receiving approval from the state attorney general's office. Now that they're truly one entity, Feed More Communications Director Catherine Schick says they have several projects lined up for 2020.
It made all the sense in the world for us to come together, leverage our talents and resources, and, you know, do even more services in order to make sure that we were filling unmet needs in our community, making sure that no one had to go hungry, and really, you know, bettering the quality of lives for our vulnerable community members, whether you're age 2 or 102.
That includes expanding into Niagara County. Feed More took over the services of Lockport Meals on Wheels back in October. Starting this week, it's also taking over home-delivered meal services for the Niagara County Office for the Aging. Altogether, they'll be servicing 550 seniors in the county.
So whenever there's an opportunity to meet the needs of the community, we are ready to be there, and we're really looking forward to continuing to grow.
They're also trying to fill any potential gaps. Feed More feeds roughly 3,200 mobile older adults through its congregate dining sites, and now plans to start sending them home with groceries, like fruits, vegetables, and non-perishable items.
We were hearing from a lot of clients that do take advantage of our congregate dining opportunities that may have been the only nutritious meal they had that day. So we wanted to make sure that we were able to leverage our home-delivered meal services and our food banking programs together to create this opportunity. So one of the wonderful examples of how by coming together we can provide more food and more good.
Feed More hopes to launch a pilot version of this program at 3 of their congregate dining sites starting this summer. Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.